Welcome back to the last episode of Daisy Dialogues, and we've really enjoyed doing this. I am Jackie, and I'm joined again by my sister, Suzanne.
Hello.
Oh dear. Okay.
Oh dear. That's nice, isn't it? So this final episode is called The New Normal.
Okay, and what we cover in this episode is that there is no time span for grief, what is normal, and you never get over a death. What? This last episode is exciting.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, what's it about?
The new normal.
Ah, the new normal. So our first experience, I guess, of what it was like when someone you loved, that's been a major, major part of your life, has gone. You know, what does that feel like afterwards when the dust has settled a little bit and you're slipping into your new normal, I guess, or moving forward with your new normal? What did it look like for you?
Well, for a lot of the time, I would be in my car talking to him.
Really?
Yeah.
Having conversations. What did you say?
Oh, I actually can't remember. We're talking 15, 16 years ago. But I sort of felt him there. And obviously, you can only talk to yourself when nobody else can see. So the car was the best place for me to have conversations with him, because I'd keep having these moments where I'd want to tell him something. And I couldn't. So I'd have conversations with myself in my car, talking to Dad.
Oh, that's so nice. I just remember that overwhelming feeling I shared earlier about just feeling so happy and joyous. So whenever I mentioned him, it would always come with that sort of happy party kind of vibe. And then the thing I noticed first, the most major significant thing that I noticed, was when we sat down as a family to eat. And it was quiet. For the first time ever, there was space between conversations because Dad could not do silence.
And he was actually quite a wooden spoon, wasn't he, over the table. He would really, not incite violence, but he would get us all sort of semi bickering.
Semi?
Yes, a new word. he would get us bickering. But not in a bad way, but he would raise the roof. He'd have us all chat, and disagreeing with this and disagreeing with that, because he just wanted, well, he liked the sound of his own voice, and he obviously liked the sound of ours.
Yeah, he loved to stir the pot 100%, and we would always encourage him to do this, that, or the other. And so that whole presence, that mealtime especially, was the first time I began to really notice it. And then, as we did it more and more, it actually became quite nice having that space.
And I found that space generated or evolved into, we found out a lot more about him through his trips with my husband and the things he did with your husband, because he wasn't there to ramp up the room. So what we ended up doing was finding out about more stories that hadn't come out, and a lot more about him as a person when he wasn't with us.
Yeah, a lot of time that happens. It's amazing after somebody dies where you make these new discoveries about the person that's gone. You might even reconnect with people that you haven't connected with for ages. Or the reverse can happen, and people that you really kind of considered you had quite a strong connection with can fall away. Mm. But we can talk about that. I know we will talk about that again. So those are the sort of things that I noticed. And he was always in our thoughts. But remember, because I'm trying to think, well, what was Mum doing? But of course, Mum was going through her cancer treatment. So there was a lot of stuff. You know, what was her new normal?
Yeah.
Her new normal wasn't normal at all. And I remember she, even a year or so after the fact, after Dad had died, after she had been to her sister's funeral, after she'd gone through the major amount of her cancer treatment, she said, well, I haven't really grieved for your father yet. So the process can definitely be delayed. There's no time span about when grief even starts, let alone what you do when it does.
So it's funny that we've entitled this podcast The New Normal, because the new normal is going to be different again with every experience that you have, and a more recent experience, which we will talk about in other seasons, is very different from the original one.
And isn't that a topic in itself? What's normal?
Exactly.
What is normal? Because if you really look at it and start discussing these sorts of things, life is a roller coaster. Life is up and down. Life is messy. Life is full of unknowns. That is natural and normal.
Yeah. The new normal is what is normal or expected, or what you can get used to and cope with following something that traumatic.
Yeah, and the new normal might be the creation of new friendships, new relationships, new things that you've learnt. It might be learning to sit with that space that's been created by the loved one that you've lost. You know, it can create a huge space if it's someone that's super close to you, like a parent, like a spouse, like a child. You know, that space is going to be massive, and it's going to take as long as it needs to take, not to fill it, but to live with it and see how that manifests in your life.
Yeah, somebody put it to me really succinctly the other day. You don't ever get over a death. What you do is you get used to it. You get used to them not being there and other things filling that.
Yeah, you learn to live with it. Mm. What happens is that death experience is there, and life around it continues.
Yeah.
And the more life around it that continues, the easier it is to kind of hold that little space. Whereas that space is a chasm when it begins. Mm. Or it can be for some people.
Some people would say, yay, we can move on.
Yeah, yeah, let's, you know, we'll talk about that, I am sure. But for some people, it really is a release. It's a freedom. And that's okay. You know, there are people that have had to care for someone for years, and it's not necessarily a burden, but it is a life commitment and a restriction on the things that you might be able to do for yourself. But that freedom comes.
So again, know. No textbook.
No.
No right or wrong answer.
No.
Different for everyone. We're not unique. Please come forward and share your stories with us.
You know what it sounds like? Life. Thank you so much for listening to Daisy Dialogues. I hope you have enjoyed it, at the very least. And we are here, as we've said many times, if you ever want to get in touch to ask us anything at all.
Bye for now.
Ta-da.
Bye.